This band is a bit of a fusion sound, jazz, funk, soul, R&B. They are MGN, or if it makes it easier for you to remember, My Greatest Now. And they are in for the first song today. Kevin Field on piano, hello.
Hello.
Oliver Holland on upright bass, hello.
Hello.
Jazz master, guitarist and vocalist Dennis Heppy, hi.
Wow.
And voice master Raymond Bishop on conga and vocals, hello.
Hey, Jesse.
Now, where are you guys all based?
We're in Auckland. We're Auckland based.
How did you find each other?
Making music and recognising, I guess, the talents that abound in each. Just sort of thought, well, let's do something that together and collectively.
Yeah. So, where do you traditionally get together for a jam in Auckland?
All over. I guess there's a whole host of wonderful venues. Ollie and Kevin are playing at a traditional jazz bar in Orewa this evening.
Great.
Called Downbeat.
Yep.
And we blessed to perform there as well as a quartet. But
and how long has this quartet been playing together?
A couple of years now, I think, close to a couple of years. We started the new year in this year at Downbeat, and we've actually just been confirmed to end this year of 2019. So very exciting times.
Yeah. Do you gig regularly?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
And what other sorts of venues have you played?
All over the place, wherever they kind of need us. At Vineyards and for different corporate events that are going. Matariki's got a whole lot of things that are happening before the end of June.
Yeah.
That we're playing in next week, so it's great to be a part of it. We've got a massive Matariki concert next Saturday.
Oh, cool.
In Auckland, which is going to be fantastic.
Where is that?
That's at the Infinity Nightclub on Wyndham Street.
The Infinity Nightclub on Wyndham Street.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about what instruments we've got here. Can you give us each a bit of a blat and tell us what you're playing, Raymond?
Yes, I like playing conga.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah, just it's nice and simple, and then hopefully I can count to four every time I have to touch it. So,
how'd you learn to play?
It was out of necessity, really. I played in a bigger band, and everyone could play and sing, and I was the only one that was singing, so they had to learn how to play something. So I just thought I'd tap on it and make it easy.
Okay. Kevin, what have you got there?
I'm on the Fender Rhodes today, which is always nice to play one of those. So I'm a pianist, and I started off playing piano when I was probably about seven.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of came from a musical family, and I think everyone pretty much played piano in the family. I was actually the youngest, and so it was pretty much always a question of when would Kevin start playing piano, you know.
You've got a great voice too, Kevin. Are you a voice artist as well?
No, but maybe that's a sideline.
Yeah, okay. Then on the upright bass, Dr. Oliver Holland. Hi there.
Hey. I started playing bass at the age of 14, 15. I can't quite remember. Yeah, and I was very much into funk back then, you know, just electric bass and slapping and righty-righty, you know. And at some stage, I found a love for the upright bass during my jazz studies at the Folkwang Hochschule in Essen, you know, back then. And since I've been sort of going on both rails or driving on both rails, you know, but probably like the big sound of upright is my favorite, and also like playing groovy stuff on upright.
Can you play us a little lick?
Or
that immediately makes me think of jazz albums I've heard.
Oh, that's Miles Davis.
Yeah. Okay, and then how are you, Dennis?
Hi. Yeah, I was actually quite lucky, really, that I picked the guitar up at 11, and the household, although we're not musicians, there was musicality around with my dad's brothers, and so at 11 I just picked the guitar up and I like a duck to water, and it wasn't until late in my, I suppose you could say, my adult life that I became a musician. I'm actually a chef. I was working towards becoming a fully qualified chef. But when I sort of took up music professionally here in Auckland, I eventually found Kevin, or he was recommended by Peter Scott, bass player, English bass player based here in Auckland. And so we'd worked in various groups over the years. And so I developed a passion for jazz. But there again, like Ollie, I have my roots in R&B and soul music and stuff. But essentially, I'd learnt jazz, and so I was fortunate to catch up with these guys again, introduce them to Ray, or make a recommendation. Mm. And so this is where our journey is now.
Can we hear a bit of that guitar? lovely. There's no big hole in the middle of your guitar.
Not really, no. This is a Godin guitar from Canada. It's quite sought after. They're a nylon string, and they don't feed back so much, and they've got a nice full sound, particularly through PAs and stuff, and with other instruments around where they tend to actually have a feedback issue. But it's a beautiful guitar, and I bought it in New York and paid cash for it, made a deal with this guy. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and Dixon Nacy, our premier guitarist here in Auckland, he's actually taken interest in them. And he's bought some, and he actually bought out Robert Godin, the guy who actually owns the company. That's another story. I could go into detail about that.
But, to look him up, he sounds good.
Robert Godin, G-O-D-I-N.
And yeah. The first guy, Dixon Nacy.
Dixon Nacy, N-A-C-E-Y, who works with Kevin and Ollie at Auckland University School of Music.
Okay. So I am itching, and I'm sure our listeners are itching to hear all four of those instruments together. So what are you going to play, guys?
We're going to do a classic Van Morrison song called Moondance, our interpretation of that wonderful song.
Awesome. Over to you.
One, two, three, four.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make a romance, neath the cover of October.
That was beautiful. Beautiful, guys.
Thank you, Jesse.
Sort of want to hear another one.
We're ready.
Are you? we're very late into the hour. It's, we're going to have to squeeze everything up, but man, during that song, I was getting text messages from all corners of New Zealand, people saying how much they loved it.
Wonderful. Thank you for having us. Cool.
Thank you for having us in there, man.
If we did like one more song, could you assure me that you weren't going to like put like a 10-minute upright bass solo in the middle of it and blow out my hour completely?
We promise.
I mean, for me, I would take the 10-minute bass solo, you know, because it's got people lined up and waiting.
Pinocchio.
Love your work.
If you just tuned in, this is MGN. It stands for My Greatest Now Quartet, and they actually have an album of covers. So if you look up that name, you'll find them. You don't do the theme song to Taxi, do you? I thought of it partway through that song.
That's a great song, by the way. It's a great song.
That'll Angela. Be on the list next week.
Yeah. Okay. What will you play?
A song now by a group called Blind Faith from the 60s and 70s. A song written by Stevie Winwood. And like a lot of the material, we just take them and we make them our own. We reharmonise them if we have to, or else we give them our own interpretation. So here's the song now. Somebody's got to change. You are the reason I've been waiting all these years. Somebody holds the key. I'm near the end, and I just ain't got the time, because I'm wasted. I can't find my I can't find my way home. Come down on your own, leave your body back at home. Somebody's got to change. You are the reason I've been waiting all these years. Somebody holds that key. I'm near the end, and I just ain't got the time, because I'm wasted. I can't find my way home. I can't.
I think we should hire you guys as the afternoon's house band. What do you think about that?
Oh, we would love that position. Thank you very much.
And in between in between interviews, I'll just say, take it away, guys, and you play for like a minute or
we
two.
We would love that.
Yeah. American daytime. Yeah, that's definitely okay, that for
we'll
years.
See. We'll crowdfund it.
Yeah, thank you, Jess.
And you've also just made me look up Blind Faith, who I didn't know much about, but what a super group that was, eh?
Yes, yeah. The group Cream, the sons of members of that particular original act, are touring now. They're touring a Cream show, you know, tribute type band.
Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Ginger Baker,
Jack Bruce.
Yeah. Hey, what a pleasure. I'm so glad you guys came in. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jesse.
Cool. Yeah, man. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And people can find more of their music on Spotify and the usual places. My Greatest Now, or MGN, the name of that four-piece band.